Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
don't scandalize mine.
On a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Bye.
banger.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can spat it up.
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
For hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what it does. West Coast Wednesday up in this joint, you know what I'm saying? We just chilling, getting ready to get it in. If y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. We up in this joint. I got VP up in here.
Yay, yay. West Coast Wednesday.
Yes, I got Rev Ali up in the joint.
What up, Rev?
Ta-da!
Just got the caller popped in from the 480. Is that your girl there?
I'm not sure if that's her area code. It should be. Turkey.
Caller from the 480 area code. Who this?
Turkey Black.
Yes.
Yeah, she in the building. I hear that East Coast accent.
Welcome to True West Radio. What's going on with you, baby girl?
Not much. I'm sorry. I was doing some last minute Christmas shopping. How y'all?
Oh, she was hanging like wet clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you called in right at the right time. How you doing? Tell us about yourself.
Oh, I'm good. I'm Tookie, motherfucking Black. I'm an artist, entertainer, actress, singer, rapper, dancer. Extraordinaire.
I heard that. Shit. I wish I had one of those labels.
It's easy. Just attach it to your name.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm kind of some of all of that, too, you know.
Nice.
That's right.
Nice.
That's right. Where you from?
I'm from Harlem. Harlem, New York.
New York, New York.
Yes, sir.
I heard that. Dude, that's yeah. Great. You
yeah,
still live
out here in
New
Arizona.
York? Oh, Arizona.
Yeah, I live out here now.
You went from a big old climate change. I was about to say, ain't it cold out there?
Exactly. I don't like the cold. I don't like wearing clothes, so Arizona is the place for me.
Oh, that's what's up. I don't like wearing clothes either, but I don't think nobody want to see me without it. Nah, it's all good. It's all good. So who was your inspirations? Who made you start rapping?
Wait a minute. Before we get into the question, she said she don't like wearing clothes. I knew what so she was saying.
You see, I just skipped right over it. I didn't say nothing else.
You know I was saying some crazy shit. I'm a Sagittarius. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, what inspired me to rap? Well, you know, I'm old school hip hop chick. So I'm, you know, like I said, born and raised in Harlem. So all the greats had to come through my neighborhood. So, you know, seeing the Eric B. and Rakim, the Biz Markie, the Rest of Soul, and Salt and Pepper, MC Light. You know, all them, Big Daddy Kane, all LL Cool J, those guys, they let me know that it could be done.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Those are some of my favorites. You know, me being from Cali, those are my favorite New Yorkers, some of them. You know what I mean? That's what's up, shoot. Well, I'm glad that you came to bless us with your presence on our show.
Thank you for having me. Are you kidding me?
No problem. I don't know if any of my other folks got some questions for you. Sweet Pea, I see you.
Hello.
I said hello. That was dry and whack.
Well, I came in at the last minute, so you gonna call me out like that?
That nigga said hello.
Like, hi.
That's Tuki Black, and that's Miss Sweet Pea, you know. I don't know where Rev Ali at. He probably somewhere feeding pigeons or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm right here, man. What you talking about? You say I'm probably somewhere being what?
Feeding pigeons.
See? Man, I got a scratch that's making me itch.
I have to be a doctor.
Oh, my God. Boy, I tell you. So let's see. We getting ready to get into a couple of your joints. Let me see where we at. Because sometimes I be loading these joints up. I got to go and jump on the other computer and find out where they at. They ought to be on. I put them on like way early. There you go. So right, we're going to get into a couple of your songs. We're going to play two. So what's the first one you want me to play, and what's the second one you want me to play?
I'm not even sure which songs you have. So just pick one.
I got Pull Up, Grind Time, and Hey, Puffy, What's Happening?
I think you like the I Poppy. So we could do I Poppy first.
Okay.
No, I like
then
that
one. Yeah, we're gonna go A Poppy. Then we're gonna go Grind Time and hopefully Pull Up mean what I think it means.
Yeah. Whatever, I like it all.
Okay, well go on and introduce A Poppy for us.
Oh, okay, this is Tookie Black, and this is my single, Ay Papi. You know, I'm a little fluent in Spanish, but not that much, so this is just to bring inclusive to the forefront, and this is Ay Papi. Yo hablo muy poquito español.
Dámelo, mami, dámelo todo.
Sí, barely got here. All right, it was a call, 323-642-5097, New West Radio, West Coast, Wednesday, let's go.
Muchas, muchas, muchas.
Ay, papi, yo hablo muy poquito. But really, we all dark underneath the covers. Yo no sé, can you take control of me? Me lo tendoro, desde la parte, trecere. Yeah, I Google that, and my booty fat with the doobie rap. 2 or 3 tats, fully loaded like a Cadillac. I go Liviano, heard it with the Toro. But best this chicken solo, coming from them burrows. With God on my left, God on my right. Dio's got my back and front, so who want it tonight? We can bust pinatas or bust shots. Shut off the tail. Hasta mañana, we French kissing on the Riviera. But bet my chocho wetter when he whispers. Yeah.
body, melting like a Stella Della Bella. Life just like the Pella novella. Wanna eat my Nutella, fingers through your cabello. Give me my cabeza, see my fluency is poquito. But if you go, then we go. I know you can dig my lingo, even though I'm not bilingual. I got a mito. Eat your steak, Cosina, meet me at the bar. I play Lola, you play Rashad. Then give it to me hard, just stay atrás. Mi casa es tu casa, and I'm no muchacha. I know what it is, so no major spread. And just mind your business. Now back to the party, baby Miami, my mommy. Cause when I see them bodies, we touch her, esta loca. Color blind, but focus, and that's the lay I ella. And then I'm hocus pocus, I joke, but I hit the white lines like ho. Yo no rookie, nadie jolera con tuki.
Rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Lamborghini Mercy.
Yo, but hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. DJ Hell Love and King Scratch. Let's get them.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio's on.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love.
My girl Sweet Peach. What up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo,
what it do, my nigga? This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
Play-Doh. Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
True West Radio, we back up in the building. King Scratch, man, you know what I'm saying? West Coast Wednesday, True West Radio. Y'all give us a holler, man. 323-642-1597. With our special guest, Tookie Black. I know what Muy Poquito mean, goddammit. I'm just saying. I know.
Yo quiero todo eso.
I know what that means too,
because
that's what I can speak. Just a little bit.
Poquito, yo quiero todo. I don't want poquito. Yo quiero todo.
I know what poquito, because I was watching that movie Full Metal Jacket. He said, no boom boom with some brother. He too poquito.
Yeah, it just means I only speak a little bit of Spanish.
yeah,
that's what that means.
I kind of knew what that was. I was like, all right, I know. That's too big.
Yeah, it's for us non-bilingual people. I try to keep it.
Yeah, I like that shit. That shit bang.
Well,
both of them bang. I like both of them. I'm,
yeah, the
I'm
other
hype.
One's cool too, but I like the Spanish one because I'm more Espanol.
Okay.
Man.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Like that, what part of Arizona do you stay in?
I'm in Phoenix right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because my granddaughter lives in Arizona. I forgot where the hell. I think it's close to Phoenix. And
what's
I
the weather like out there?
I just went to Laughlin and one of my sons stay in Phoenix. He stay in Bullhead, and then it go down to another city. I forgot what it was.
Mesa.
Right.
Like
yeah, I was out there. And it's too cold, but I kept looking for rattlesnakes. I was like, I'm in Arizona, and all I know is they say razorbacks and diamondbacks and all that
you,
shit.
You can say that. I've never seen a snake here in my life, 13 years.
No shit, I don't know.
Keep fucking with the rap game. You'll see him.
Oh, yeah, them motherfuckers squirming all over the place. I'm telling you.
Yeah, keep it up.
I just, you know what I'm saying? Them rattlesnakes all over the place. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Let me ask you a question, Tookie Black. Where can people find your music? What do you got going on? What projects or shows you got? You know, tell us about that.
Okay, well, I'm TOOKIEBLAQ. Even if you Google me, you'll find me. I'm everywhere. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Pandora. I'm on iTunes. I'm on iHeartRadio. Wherever you listen to music, you'll find me if you put my name in. I be acting a fool on TikTok, so check me out on TikTok, Tookie Black. I also have a radio show called The Neon Blonde Experience that comes on U Choice Radio every Monday night at 8 o'clock. You get to be more intimate with me, and I just tell you about my life.
Oh, I need to call there.
Yeah, I got, you know, a couple of shows coming up in different places out here. I'm also casted on a new reality show called Horror Wild that's taking place in New York, so I'm excited about that.
Okay.
The other night I did comedy for the first time, and they loved it, so they're calling me back. So I'm a comedian now. So,
nah.
Yeah, just Google me. You find me. Okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah, because, you know,
I'm definitely
fucking
with you.
You got to do a whole, you got to multitask. That's one thing. That's my everyday life is multitasking. I've been doing so much shit today, and I am fucking burnt out. If you wasn't coming on the radio show tonight, I wouldn't have even done it.
Well, thank you. Everybody's feeling burnt out this time of the year. So just try to make it to the first. You'll be all right.
Oh, I'm trying to make it to the 25th. That's my birthday. I'm trying to make it to the... When I make it to the 20th, it's on. I'm partying all the way to the first.
I was thinking about that today. That's the irony of this whole shit. Probably Hero Scratch got the same birthday as Jesus. Like, Lord, have mercy.
Jesus!
Yeah, well, mine is Saturday, so y'all get your cash apps ready.
I hear that.
Yeah, 99's was
right.
Monday. My granddaughter's is today. Happy birthday to my granddaughter, Michaela.
Happy birthday.
She done turned 17 and is getting ready to go down.
Mm.
I can't wait to look at my son's face.
I know he's
16 is
happy
wild. 17
to
goes up a notch. Happy birthday, baby. I love you, Grandpa. I love you. Wait, hold on. Call it 760-523. Who this?
He's nuts.
He's nuts.
What up, Brad? What's up, man?
What the fuck is this, man?
Motherfucking Hefe, man. K9 Hefe.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hey,
man. Oh,
what's happening? I'm just tuning in, man. Tuning in, checking you out, bro.
That's all
before
good,
I get this
brother.
Other little shit going, but just stopping by to say what's up. And hopefully, man, you start working on that music, man. You got that music ready for me, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, everything is tuned up and ready to go. Sometimes, some of it, I got some paint. I got to put some paint where it ain't. That's all.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Good to hear from you. I'm glad you called in.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
You most definitely. Tookie, I hear you out there, girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. That's what's
yeah,
up.
Everybody, all our fans and people listening and hearing this, if y'all want to talk to her, we got one more jam, but she's welcome to hang around after the jam. Y'all can give us a call, 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? I'll be seeing all y'all little crazy bastards calling and hanging up like y'all don't want to say nothing. If y'all just want to listen, just listen.
Shy.
Sir?
I have that effect.
They be calling and just sitting there, and I'd be like, all right, who this? You know, like even when the music playing, I could go offline and ask who it is. Don't say nothing. I'd be like, all right.
I ain't gonna lie, it be like, it make your heart drop a little bit. You ain't ready for it, cause ain't like unmuted. You like 3G? I'm like, shit, hello.
Yeah.
And I knew what I was coming in for. The people who don't know, they probably just be shocked.
Man, hold up. Hello?
Sweet Pea, yeah, what's the deal? What's the deal?
What's up?
Yeah, people don't want to say nothing. I'm like, man, you ain't going to try to say nothing? Wait a minute. It killed you. Where was that? About 2 or 3 weeks ago when them people called and they was arguing on the phone and I said, who is this?
That was terrible.
That was terrible. They didn't leave no number, so they call. If you got your call block, your number block, it come up as 1-1-1-1, 1-1-1-1-1, all one.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I muted the dudes, they were like, you know where I live? Oh, fuck you. You live in your mama's basement. Boop, bad, bad. Oh. I'm talking about they was going nuts. So we sit there and listen for a minute.
Yeah, we weren't listening.
We don't know who the fuck it is because we don't even know the number, right? So anyway, I kept hanging up. They kept calling back. So anyway, the next day, they called back, but now with some girls on there arguing.
Holy shit.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? It sounds like they on the phone, like they on the three-way, like somebody called them on the three-way. Like we want to hear some motherfucking fighting on the goddamn radio station. I was so mad. But they stopped calling finally, so it's all good. But check this out, Suki. We can better jump into that last song that you got in there, and that's the one called Pull Up. So I know what you're talking about now.
Do you?
Get into it, man.
Hey,
man.
I'm ready to fight.
Black,
somebody say
that. Man. It, I mean, that's it's either you fighting or you fucking. I'm just
what?
Saying.
No, you gonna get your hands. I'm from the south. You say that, you
about
to get your hands.
No, I'm just saying. You know, I be like, motherfucker, somebody be like, yeah, so what you doing, Scratch? Huh, girl, what you doing? Well, I mean, you can pull up if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of shit. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, let's see who's right.
Well, hell, she knows she right. She know what's up. She said to put the hands on, so she's about to pull up and beat somebody up. Or somebody gonna pull up and get beat up.
I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter.
Oh, you just say you from the south and you scrap.
No, I'm not. That was Sweetie that says she was.
Oh, that was
Sweetie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm
back. I'm back now. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry.
I'm from Harlem. I'm a lover,
oh,
not
okay.
a fighter.
All right, well, that's what's up. Well, this is what I... Oh. Grind Time told me you was something else. You even said you didn't want to get incriminated.
Yeah. I'm everything, baby. I'm everything.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. So check this out, man.
Get into it.
This is our song called Pull Up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to hear this. That's all I'm talking about. You know what
Let's
I mean?
Let's go.
So, true. 2S Radio, man. Don't be shy. You know what I'm saying? Come say hi. Ask some questions. You know what I mean? 2S Radio, King Squad, and the rest of all of the goddamn people on here. West Coast Wednesday. Let's get it.
Thank God.
When I pull up in your city, yeah. Get it litty, yeah. Show me love, let's get it, yeah. Pull up in your city, yeah. Get it litty, yeah. Show me love, let's get it, yeah. Jet black, made back, park sideways. On the side of my driveway to the highway. Louis luggage, travel the flyway. Every day of my life is a Friday. Check, get respect, pull up to the jet. To breakfast, champagne, cheese eggs. It's a neon blonde experience. No boarding passes and no tickets. My hood card valid, I signed it. I silenced it to signal the pilot. I'm popular, so I pay the bounty. They watch and hug you all on my body. Nightlight, I shine bright like Christmas lights. I might like you and your little wife. I'm only here for one night, so don't get excited, I fuck up your life. I know you probably see this body or doubt it, but this little baby bout it. We're out this party, it gets crowded. Me and my squad, we be rowdy. So know that we got it, and once that it started, security can't stop it, this little card in my wallet. We'll buy out your block and use it for parking. When I pull up in your city, yeah, get it litty, yeah. Show me love, let's get it, yeah. Pull up in your city, yeah. Get it litty, yeah. Show me love.
club, let's get it, yeah. Iced out, from my teeth to my titties, hot city, so I'm always sitting pretty. Lights out, ain't nobody fucking with me. Lights out, yeah, them niggas poppin' willy. Latest fashion when I'm in action. Take a pic, get a laugh, throw your bastard. I'm the main event, you better catch it. Bless you, bitches, like I'm your pastor. I had a nightmare, I was broke as fuck. Woke up and made another 2 million bucks. If a fund was a gun, to keep it up. Cause it don't make the toes run up, run up. And I drip on the strip like I'm the big crip. Heart don't pump Kool-Aid, so my blood is thick. And on any beat, I'ma talk my shit. Flex, just go ahead and bomb my shit. I roam aloud, but we quiet. Silence are on, so don't try it. My car expenses, you cannot buy it. Never been driven, look at the mileage. I bring them out, like Sean say. Work my body like I was Beyonce. Most of you niggas out here beyond gay, but it's okay. I'm in your city. When I pull up in your city, yeah. Get it litty, yeah. Show me love, let's get it, yeah. Pull up in your city, yeah. Get it litty, yeah. Show me love, let's get it, yeah.
Look, he black. In a booth for telling the truth. Nah, how we do, yeah.
Dedicated to those people that for some reason won't look at us.
In the rush, rough, the hard timers in the pen at the crush throat. Probably never even told him come. Too busy bullshitting, caught him with his mouth running. Anticipate that got me twisted in this game. The feds in the front, holy point pistols at my brain. I wonder if I'm wrong, cause I'm thugged out. My homies murder execution style, running in the drug out. What was supposed to be an easy hit? Now shit is risky, niggas tired of a bullshit. Stop my chains with seeing pictures of a broken man. No witnesses, don't need the questions of who spoke the man. Young adolescents in our prime, living life a crime. So it ain't logical, we hobble through these trying times. Living blind, Lord, help me with my troubled soul. While all my homies at the job, but they got the quote. And right before I put my head on the pillow, say a prayer. One love to the thugs and that, see you there. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. Help me make it through the storm. My words to my firstborn, feel me. While trying to maintain through the pressure, hustlers trying to make life better for you and me. Nobody loves you when you suck in the game, but maintain, cause all things change, feel. Earth. I've been cursed, so I knew that the birth of a child would make my life worse. And though it hurt me, there was no disorder. Cause Ralph these games, bro, we need more bulls and squats to throw. Cause you know what you had to do. It's only victims of a world they never came to. I understand it's a better day coming. Sometimes got me slipping with the car running, driving at a dead end blinded. Ain't no love in the hood, only heart torn. My love letters to the innocent and unborn. All the babies that died upon the table wasn't able to breathe. Cause the family wasn't able, can't blame her, I would do the same. All I could give it was my debt and my last name. Cause then it came, things changed, living up and down. Hard life got me walking with my head down. Wearing frowns wasn't meant to be, was I wrong? But I never get to know, so I carry on. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't wrong. My words and my firstborn, yeah, feel.
It's all the babies that died on the abortion table.
Thank you.
I'm gonna be running. Talking about nothing cause you haven't sold this CD yet. I wonder how your mind is set. Like, you could be me making tracks.
I don't think so.
Ever had a hit out of wax?
I don't think so.
Your little group, they done fell out the game. And nobody outside your neighborhood knows your name. People got it because it's mandatory. Your skill and my skill, that's a whole different category. A different story, I don't brag on mine. I roll my shit so tight that you can't get a drag off mine. So keep your mouth closed and your eyes open. Get no dose, I got one line to kill all your solos. Hate me if you want to, cause I don't give a shit. But you got to be more careful who you fucking with. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's down to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man,
One beer, 2 beers, 3 beers, 4. I hate to see you coming when you drink one more. Because you start talking and won't shut the fuck up. Niggas leaving, telling war stories, niggas ain't believing. Forget what you had and fuck what you got. Stop saying you a player, cause a player's what you not. Mr. How you made me get that? But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear that same old shit. Can't be speaking, I got them whack brews, got you tweaking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, but don't drink no more. Then 9 times out of 10, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
Come again, pulling up in my driveway with his music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Keeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. I just don't want to hear that demo song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. Not as good as the phrases you use, but you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows. Once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past. You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
For hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The La Homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, we back in the building with the artist of the night. Her name is Dookie Black. Uh-oh. Got a song. All I want is my 1% from me. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Lay it down for me.
All right.
Get
I got you. No trip. We got the whole
slam
back up in there. I ain't gonna ready to go all the way through the names, but Confetti is up in here. He wasn't here earlier, so I put Confetti in. Confetti, the real
hey, hey, what's going on?
What's
Yeah, I got a question.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, me?
Okay,
yeah. You're the artist of the night.
Oh, hey.
I want to,
Confetti.
What's your name again?
I'm Tookie Black.
Okay. I got a question. On your journey of living your dream, right?
Okay.
Building your career. What are some of the things you never dreamed, obstacles you never dreamed you'd encounter, or some of the things you never dreamed you'd conquer living this dream?
Well, you know, I would say the one of the things I thought I'd never encounter was my own people holding me back. And I've conquered that. So.
Good answer.
Okay.
That's the best answer. Ooh. But see, you know, Confetti went online to see, you know, what questions to ask. You know what I'm saying? So he
checked. Ah, look at it.
That was good. That was a very good question.
No, that was a good question, though. Confetti be coming up with him, but he might ask you about 10,000 in a row and be like, dude, the radio show went off last night.
Right.
I mean, I like that. That was a very good question.
Yeah, that was excellent, you know, because, you know, that's the thing about, you know, us as black people, especially if you know people in the business or you're trying to get down with people in the business, you know, 97.5% of them is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They'll do it for somebody else. They'll put in 100%
exactly.
For somebody
exactly.
else. They don't even know. That ain't never even feed them. I done fed a lot of motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That's the way it is with me. Because, see, I don't know if you know, but I used to be in NWA. You know what I mean?
That's
I used to be in NWA, so we all was in the struggle together, and then that ain't even counting the other homies outside of NWA. We was in the struggle together, but then things start happening with them, and everything changes.
Mm.
I said, wait a minute, you don't remember you used to stay with me rent-free? You don't remember when I used to go
like
buy you
West
burgers
Coast
when
time.
I bought a burger? Do you remember when this, when that?
When you
but they don't seem to understand.
Picking and choosing.
Yeah. But they
that's how they be,
others,
man. They pick
you know?
And choose.
That sound like niggas in general.
Yeah. we gotta stop that, though, as black people. Like, you know, I grew up, you know, in the Harlem in the 80s, you know. And whenever we saw somebody that we liked, you know, or had something similar to us, we'll screw-face them. Motherfucker look just like you. Why you mad at them? And I think that's what we need to reverse. You know, when we see something that reminds us of ourselves, we need to like and love that shit and support it because it could be you one day, you know? Representation is big. And, you know, growing up and even still, you know, you are, I'm a dark black ass bitch. You kidding me? And, you know, that's why my name is spelled BLAQUE because I'm extra black like barbecue. So
yeah,
so you don't get much of me on TV. You don't see it. Little skinny, little black bitch. She got the nerve to be smart. You won't see me on there. You understand? Yeah. And that needs to change, you know? So that was an excellent question he asked, because me being that little skinny black chick, you know, that was smart, my peoples ain't like that. They wouldn't promote that, you know? They got to promote, you know, something else.
Well, the thing about it is, a lot of people don't promote the challenges right up under their nose. You know, that's the one of the things that I always said about, you know, my situation with me being in NWA. It seemed like I should be able to call any of these niggas when I want them, or they need to be calling me like, Scratch, what you got? Scratch, you got something for me?
Cause they'll eat
but they
forever.
don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I like to say they'll cut off their head to spite their tongue. If they think they're going to help you, if they think they're helping me in any way by helping themselves, they rather
get shot, motherfucker! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm watching.
You know what? I got a good question for you, because you said that you live on the West now, but you say you're from Harlem, right? So who influenced you? Because your style is versatile. You can hear it. So who influenced you the most?
You know, I'm just one of those, I don't mean to sound this way, but it is what it is. I'm just one of those gifted people, right? So, you know, growing up, I've always, I think, heard music different, seen situations different. So, you know, like, I really don't even listen to rap now. I listen to old school R&B, you know, the OJs and Stylistics and shit like that. However, I'm from the streets. Yeah, I mean, so, like I said earlier, you know, I was a Salt and Pepper, MC Light chick, you know, Eric B and Rakim and stuff like that. Nowadays, I would say, you know, everybody kind of influenced me, because I'm like, yo, if these niggas could do this shit, what's up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on. I appreciate everybody in their craft and what they do. So, you know, however, I still feel if them niggas could do it, then I should be able to do this. So then it goes back to your support system. So, and I ain't gonna lie, radio stations like this, you know, people that want to see me succeed, they influence me and inspire me to keep going. You know what I mean? So.
Well, I'm going to tell you about True West Radio. We ain't no bullshit people. Keep it 100 with you. And, you know, you always welcome here. You know, the thing about it is everybody come and they get their interviews and we don't hear back from them, even though we still spinning their records. Trying to promote their songs, you know, letting people know, you know, because I'm redoing our website. So every artist that come on the radio show, I'm going to have a link to their web pages. You know what I mean? But I don't want to put your stuff on my page if you ain't going to call back.
Right. No, you said I can come back anytime. Look, got a friend in me. We family now.
You got a friend in me. I don't know that whole song, but I know
a friend in me.
Yeah. They got it on the commercial when I was singing that shit. My wife said, stop singing that shit. But you got family, you got friends over here on the True. You know what I mean? But like I said, a lot of people they don't even call back. You know, man, I'm calling y'all, letting y'all know we steady spinning their songs, and we ain't heard from them in a year. How many people, Sweet Pea? A lot of people we ain't heard back from. I mean, you know, you got some people that you don't expect to. You don't expect to hear back.
Like, I could just call up anytime, or do it need to be scheduled?
Oh, no. Well, you know what we're doing, because we used to do it Monday through Fridays, but, you know, I'm doing a lot of producing and film and all, I'm doing all kind of shit. so I can't do it every week. I have one of my boys, but his system is down now. But we used to do it, but now we do it Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at the same time.
Yeah, same time,
6 o'clock.
Yep, and you can call any Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Anytime you know we on here, you gonna hear the same thing, unmuted.
Yep, unmuted. Yeah, so that's all the time, you know. But, yeah, I'm going to tell you on the real, I like those songs. Those songs is fire.
Oh, really?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have
to. You know what? I got the album out. The album is called The Black Folder. BABLAQUEFOLDAH. I'm ghetto as fuck. And, you know, got like 20 songs on there. I do all types of music, you know, rap, hip hop, shit, R&B, techno, Spanish. I do all types of music. I'm just an artist.
Poquito. Oh, I'm sorry.
But.
Mr. Everywhere, I see you back there.
What's good with everybody, ladies and gentlemen?
How you doing, sir?
What's going on?
How
you got missed on the last song.
Oh, man, just resting up, man. I had a good day at the dialer, so I'm resting up. I'm going to get ready to work on some tracks and stuff. Y'all got me ready to work on some tracks since y'all talking about music.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad we see that. That's another thing. You know what my man said the other day, Jada Vet, when he said, what motivates you? He said, everybody is doing something. Because if it's good, you get motivated by, you know, I mean, just by hearing Tuki Black shit, I'm motivated because that shit is hard.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad I brought it to the scene.
Me too.
Hey, if I was there, I'd pat you on the back too. So while you patting yourself on one side, I'll pat you on the other.
No, I wouldn't be patting her back. No, I'm just playing.
No, your back. You patting yourself on
like
your back.
I like to say shit. Oh, yeah, we can shake my hand, but I'll be patting her somewhere else. I'm just playing.
Look at that shit.
Let's stop it.
Are you lucky the sound effects ain't working tonight?
I am the sound effect.
You would have dropped the
This cat right here, he done went into overdrive.
Nah, I'm just over here enjoying the show, man.
All right, man. Yeah, it was a good one. This was one of the good ones, you know. Guess what? We still got 50 whole minutes left. Damn.
I got a question, Scratch.
What's that?
For the next 2 weeks, do you got anybody from the panel? Got any other artists coming to the scene? Because I think I locked it down for the next 3 weeks.
We got a few people. We just waiting for the confirmation. And I say, whoever you got coming, make sure they let them know where it came from and all of that stuff. Because I was looking in there and just seeing Tone.
Yeah, I didn't already talk to the people. I told them to tell them what's up. So that's why I'm asking you now, because I'm about to lock it down for the next 3 weeks with artists to the new year.
Well, I don't know. Let me see. What day is my birthday on? That's going to be
Saturday, buddy. Saturday.
Oh, okay.
You just said that.
I didn't hear him say Saturday. My bad.
Yeah, mine is Saturday. Mine is Saturday.
Oh, but dog.
Mine is this Saturday, homie.
What happened on?
It is the next Saturday. It's seven days later, the 25th.
Yeah, so I kind of figured that, but I wasn't for sure.
Something's supposed to happen Saturday other than your birthday.
This gonna get that mixed to me so I can get it in on Saturday.
That Snoop concert this Saturday.
Oh, I know. Yeah, your show is on Saturday. I got it finished. But look, I don't know if you could do 8 minutes instead of 7.
Great, man, you're about to say it. We just gonna do it.
Okay, well, you got, it's 8 minutes. So I got the foundation. I got everything together. I'm redoing the laptop so I can do my scratching. So I'm going to send you this tonight just so you can have it to listen to. And then I'll put the scratching on there.
Hey, and all y'all invited to this show that I'm doing March 19th with King T, man.
Oh, Tina's going to be there. You know me and Scotty, cousin.
Yeah, so I just signed the contract with him today and got him his little payment for right now. So I'm about to do the flyer tonight, start working on it and shit, and start booking artists and all that shit. That's for March 19th. Shit. So are y'all available that day? Anybody in town, out of town, come in town and come and party with us. It's going down.
DJ M Love up in here.
Yes, Chrissy, and you're on the show, like I told you.
March 19th, God bless it. I'm hoping I'm rich and not dead.
Well, I hope you're alive.
Long ass time away, boy, to be thinking about it, but you know how time flies. Time be going fast as hell.
Yeah, you got to do all the shit to make it right, man.
This has been the fastest year.
Start doing your marketing and advertising.
I got to do the promotion, the marketing. I got to get the tickets done. I got to book the artists. I got to do a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about it, man. You got enough time to do it. Because that day will sneak up on your ass so quick, bro, and you'll think you have time.
Yep.
Where
it gonna
be at? What's the location?
Oh, it's gonna be at Baja Grill and Lounge in the city of Downey.
Okay.
Somebody, what?
Same
must
place
be a
where I did shit
drinking
a few
my beer,
months ago.
I know damn well I ain't drinking beer that goddamn fast.
You got a beer bandit over there?
Oh, my goodness, man. What the hell going on? Nigga, I got 3 cans. I picked up all 3 cans. They all empty. And I'm looking at this damn Crown Royal. I'm not going to drink that. That's what I'm not going to do. I'm just saying. That's that. I don't know. I ain't dealing with that. I'm going to. I think I got another one in the refrigerator. Hold on. Let me walk across the way. I'm still with y'all, though. Don't give me... get me wrong.
Right on.
I just got to close the prison door, you know what I'm saying? Bam.
I think they close the prison door.
Huh?
DJ Hell Love, what's going on, brother?
What's up, my people?
You got the best hand.
Everything good.
I'm glad everybody's still breathing. Everybody out there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Confetti.
Yeah.
Your boy never did call and apologize. I really didn't. I thought about it.
You know, I didn't get a chance, man. I didn't even hit him up, bro.
Okay.
I didn't call, but you know, like you said, he gonna call and apologize. Like you said, he called it. I mean, he called me and told me. You know, he wanted to call you and apologize, you know, pretty much to everybody, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he get on the radio show, and he ain't never, you know, just dealing with a lot of medical, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, he apologized to everybody. He gonna call in, you know. I just didn't get in touch with him, man. I be going through my own stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? So we don't get that.
Yeah, but I ain't tripping. Like I said, if he do, he do. If he don't, he don't.
Hey, check it out. Mr. He was real sincere and adamant about, you know what I'm saying, talking to you that time. But, you know, at the same time, that was your wife's birthday that day.
Yeah.
And you was like, you know, we're going to put that off to a later date.
Yeah, it's all good, man. It's not like, you know, it ain't nothing. That, like I said, I'm not going to lose no sleep over it. You know what I mean? So it's all good. It's all equal. He don't. I'm just going to be the bigger man and accept the apology and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
That's about the best thing that I could do. A whole lot of people don't want to take that road. Because if he lived around the corner, that road wouldn't have been took.
Right.
Right. But you know, you got to also look at Mr. He ain't, you know, know, young Jumpy, probably pushing 70, and, you know, through all the other medical things that go along with everything that comes with that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, it was something we didn't expect, but I, so, you know, he gave a radio show, and he said, man, I'm cool with all those guys, and, you know, I don't know. Like,
oh, my God, three, baby! Now, like I said, I'm watching a Laker game, so y'all got to... Oh, man. But, I mean, like I said, it is what it is, man. We're going to get into a couple of more tunes. Let me see. What do I want to play? Maybe I'll play that. I know I'm going to play this first. I got to play this. This is my shit. True West Radio, give us a call. 323-642-8997. You know what I'm saying? West Coast Wednesday. Let's get it. Tootie Black. You tell me, she all that. Let's go.
From the city of Killer Kelly that don't sleep, Los Angeles, California, that's where my heart beats. I stay dedicated, love everything about it. If you ain't been here, I'm about to talk about it. Born and raised here, home of the go-getters. California sunshine, got your boy tasting that. Skrilla for real, let's take it to the Bay. Yeah, on my way to Sacktown where the homies don't play. For real, they get it popping over there. Ain't talking about bottles, they get litty over there. Yeah, let's turn it around and head to the SC. Cruising down the 101, that's where you find me. Dipping in and out of lanes, enjoying the Cali breeze. On my way to sunset to splash out a little cheese. Trying to get it in while the night's still young. Everything 100 when you with your day ones, huh? Can't fall. Red LA, soul of the city in my veins. This game is my game, on God, this love is pain. And I've been in it for a cool minute. 30 years, 4 months, 7 days, and 3 minutes. And I ain't slowing down like I'm fresh in it. Progression is best fitted, despite me, so let's get it. Rocking a fresh fit in my windows, the best tinted. Started, but I finish, you get it when I spit it. Palm trees and beaches, Converse and sneakers. Ball braids the face, hot girls and divas. We got the fly whip, jet for the long trip. Champagne in the air, we buy our clothes when we get there. And when we done, we coming home to celebrate. Thanking God every day for these blessings and keep the faith. Never take it for granted, take advantage of every moment. Determination and patience, Los Angeles, California.
Let's go.
In the days when I first picked up the mic, I was hotter than hell with an alias, Mr. Dynamite. Giving all that I got to every show that I rock, studio or live show, blowing up any spot, put fools on notice every time that I came back. Put my name in their mouth and keep the city on the map. TNT, the nation's top, don't be playing. I've been rocking with KD since it was AM 1580, before Tyrese was dropping lately. Exhibit was pimping, rising ghosts was still Jamie. The only thing that's new is the chain on my neck and a few more zeros on the end of the check. Act like you know, you're amateur, I'm pro. I rep the West like you, true Angelino. This is a theme song for my city for sure. And if you're from where I'm from, throw it up and let them know. Yo.
Ready for some freak episode.
to drop some heavy thumb load, yeah, full funk mode, ready to explode in full pleasure, ecstasy. Every moment with me, we be going hard easily, as we be doing some real freaky shit easily. Smoking the best of Kush, drinking Kush, Grey Goose, crushed ice, yeah, when heavies are getting loose. Yeah, you know that love making produced by inner soul, losing control. Whoa, baby, whoa, here we go, is it going down now? What's on breaking the back out, making the whole pack out? Yeah, as I max out on some real freak shit, no doubt I'm about that life, real sexy life. Yeah, it's going down tonight. Passionate love making into sexy crazy, and you know that love is making so amazing. It got me home contemplating sex game changing. Yeah, daily from the best game, fuck faces. As we exchanging that real shit, business for pleasure, and you know what it is. Paradise got me feeling so nice. Yeah, we gotta get it in serious. Body clashing, love making passion. Yeah, sex action. No filters, no captions to our own sex package. Delivered by COD straight from me. Yeah, it's Mr. Ecstasy. Boss playing, gaming easily. Fucking hard, yeah, so easily. Fuck shit, game is off the chain. Yeah, you know she giving me mad head game. Blowing my brain. Yeah, we doing our own thing once again. Busy for pleasure, the type shit. While we doing it, so sexy and sweet. From the head to her feet, so complete. Yeah, we doing it both sex game compete. As this shit is so fleet. As she speaks, as our body beat. Her pussy balls and booty cheeks. Until she scream and cream them cheeks. Yeah, I'm busting and doing this shit easily. Busy for pleasure for our both seek. And her souls compete. Check it out for Pete.
Bring your pussy over here. right, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been 3 weeks, late night creep. Motel sheet, suspicions from my peeps. But we still kick it every time we get a chance to. I'm glad you understand, I'm not here to romance you. Straight seduction and fulfilling our needs. You release your juice, I feel the rubber with seeds. You keep coming back because my stroke ain't gon' change. But later on we gotta talk because you starting to act strange. Mad when I'm leaving, happy when you see me. I'm supposed to please you, you supposed to please me. Don't get me wrong, I sympathize about your feelings. But if you gonna cook my rabbit, I don't want no kind of dealings. We could get together without bouncing the bed. Me and you was only sex, that's exactly what you said. If you use that L word, I'm gonna have to bullshit ya. A couple of times you trip, I think you brought your heart with ya. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been a long time. What's cracking? How you doing? Back in the days, it was you I was pursuing. Some years later, still fine as fuck, and your body still got me on stuck.
Damn.
You wanted me, you should've let it be known. Forget that bitch that I was with, that shit could've been on. If you feel the same way, let's get together and chill. If you wanna get a room, I got something on the bill. Are you with it? Damn, I can't wait to see you naked, counting down every hour, every minute, every second since you've been celibate. I promise that I'll be gentle, so the screaming won't disturb nobody else in the rental. Wear something sexy for your boy. If you got one, bring it to you. Playing with it, it is something I enjoy. After a little foreplay on my lap, I will hit you, but I'll throw your ass off if you brought your heart with ya. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
West Coast, it's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet. And we back with it.
What up, everybody? You rocking live with King Scratch, DJ Head Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
West Radio, man, we back in the building, man. My bad. I had to go to the waterworks, so that kind of threw me off a little bit. Hold on, let me get my background music going real quick before I let y'all in here, man. And I usually have all this set up early, but shit, I had to go to the waterworks. Fuck everything else, nigga. I wasn't pissing in my chair. I'm just letting y'all know. True West Radio, we back in the building. King Scratch, man. True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday, special guest, Pookie Black. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me let all my folks in. Y'all know when y'all in, when y'all hear that lady say, unmute it. Scotty D, I see you, baby.
Yay, yay.
What up?
What the business is, big, gigantic, super duper,
man,
big old gigantic homie?
I called you this morning. You had to go down to Dallas to handle some business. So, and I was trying to get with my writer, you know, see how where we at with the book. And on my way back, I check in with my folks, man. They're almost a brand new. So I try to check in with my old school people, my youngsters, whoever. Today, I called Pop Scratch.
Who?
I called the father, man. I called 4MD.
Oh, yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God, this man is so beautiful. Man, he's sitting on 6 acres up in Humboldt County. He's got Airbnbs and everything. He got the biggest museum in the Western Hemisphere of archives of him and Watts Prophets and how I used to be in Watts. He told me so much stuff. I recorded everything. And anytime I talk to somebody, I'm recording. Long story short, he told me he got a new album coming out and a new book coming out. I'm like, cool, cool. Mm-hmm. He said, and then he told me he got all of his own masters, bro. He owned everything. So I told him about the primary way people giving up good money for publishing. He said, maybe. I'm like, for real? He said, yeah. I trust, son. He called me son. Uh-huh. He called me son.
Man, he respected you from the first day, from that first interview all the way up until now. He respected you.
But today I met my brother. I met my brother's name is Rodney. He's 6 years old too. That's his son. His son is a lawyer. His son says, "Daddy, look, Pop love you, and so I thank you, welcome you to the family. But look, man, I'm going to send you some leverage. So when you talk to Snoop or Dre or anybody in the music industry, you show them what you got for your family." I'm like, "What? This man shot me so much. Do you know the Watts Prophets are in the Harvard and Oxford book talking about they are the people who started rapping? They're the only ones in the book, King Scratch. Snoop not in the book. Dre not in the book. Jay not in the book. The Watts Prophets are as rappers. Rolling Stone,
most of the people don't know who the Watts Prophets are.
No, the world don't. But the places you need to know, Library of Congress, Oxford and Harvard and San Francisco Times and Rolling Stone, they know. It's just our people are so ignorant that they don't want to know these radical dudes that were bigger than the Black Panthers and as far as knowledge, wisdom and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We have to bring them. How you going to have a hip-hop city and you don't have the original rappers? They just sent me their masters, bro. They just sent me their masters. They sent me a whole big old huge promotional package from the whole thing that did. They said, "Scotty, here. Do what you're going to do with me. We trust you. All these white people have been coming around me for the last 4 years. I trust you." I'm like, what the hell? Ain't number
yeah,
guys,
you got you gotta, you got to go ain't do something guys. With it, man. You got to do something with what they doing. Before they end up passing away and stuff, you know, when you got an open door like that, you got to move, man, fast.
And everything be for a reason because the man's 82 years old. His birthday is February 26th. He a Pisces, just like me, and he put his son on the phone and told him who I was to him, and his son accepted me to become his brother.
82 years old.
I prayed all the way through the house, man. Just thinking, like, thank God for. Even let me meet this man through Rev Ali. Ali wanted to hook me up with him through Tweed Kevin. He was on the show. He heard me always talking about the Watts Prophets. And he happened to be on his own phone. Come on, man, that just don't happen. That's God, bro. That's God doing
well,
an amazing work just to recognize him.
See, Scotty, that's the thing, you know. Like we was telling homegirl Tukey that, you know, she always welcome over here on the crew because it's all good people over here. Because if they fucked up, they ain't going to be here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we've been
like
doing this for
my life. God put you in my life to scratch. You know, I asked you to do one thing. We end up working on a film together and being brothers ever since. Rev Ali, same way. Rev Ali was on the curb. And I picked him up off the curb. He ended up running my whole promotional company.
To the curb.
he was a general assistant. He was a general assistant standing up on the wall, and I hit him up with some promotional stuff. He was giving me stuff for free. He gave me some free stuff. Nobody gave me no free stuff. I don't know who that dude is. He hella cool. And again, I've been my son ever since.
That's right. Hey, 86, I see you back there. What's happening? 86. JoJo Loco.
What's happening?
Now, I want to speak at the same time.
No, I have some weirdos at my door, man. I caught them on my door camera. And I had to go ask my neighbor. He said they was around trying to talk about selling an alarm system. But it was fast dark, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I'm coming to my house trying to sell me an alarm at dark. That shit ain't right.
I'm gonna report you to your company. Report to their company. All you gotta do is report them to their company. It might not even be for real.
So they do that, man. They a lot of them do that. They try to case out to see if you got one or not, to case your house out.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, well, see, these motherfuckers don't know nothing about the old school trick. You should just go and put one of them motherfucking things in the yard. You know what I'm saying? You know, the motherfucking ADC or whatever the fuck they are. You just go stick one of them motherfuckers in your yard. Ain't even got to have no damn alarm. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers don't know that, nigga. That's a $5 fix.
Creepy, you hear how he be talking? That's Scratch. The only person thinking that stuff is King Scratch.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, bro.
True West Radio.
Hey, look. What's the sign I got on my wall? What's on my studio doing? What does it say?
You're being surveillance.
Nope. I got that in the window. What it say on the door? It's on the door, and it's right there when you walk up. When you walk to the studio
I just see a big old gun. I just see a gun pointing at you like you walk around here.
It say, never mind the dog, beware the owner.
Yeah.
Somebody say, the gun is in his pocket.
Always.
You see, the middle of the night, one of his little homies was coming up, come kick it at the studio, and Scratch went out there so fast, and Cam went right behind him, and I had to move, because I was dozed off. Jumped up out of my sleep and came out, and Scratch like, already had bass. I don't know who it was, but
it say never mind the dog, because I got a chihuahua, so the chihuahua going to bark you up the driveway. So once you hear her, you get ready to look at the security camera. Hell, if we got to make something happen, you got to make it happen now.
And
these
little motherfuckers are mean, though. They really mean. They'll bite you.
Oh, my dog is mean as hell. But she'll come and play with you, if I say get her or get him, she'll start biting the shit out your ass.
Bite a whole pants leg off.
You see, what's cool with you, Confetti, when you came out here, you wasn't fucking.
Yeah, I had no problem with it. Yeah.
But I didn't say get him. If I said get him, you'd have a problem.
My pants leg we got tore up, huh?
Shy. You think pants leg, nigga.
They could jump, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, jump around, jump now. Turn your wrist up, too. Yeah, ain't in your wrist.
Oh, she jump around, nigga. But anyway, you know, like I said, Scotty, that's some good shit right there, bro. That's some shit that we need, man. We got some good shit going on. Tootie Black, she just balling. I thought we was balling. She just balling. She's doing everything. You know what I'm saying?
I'm out here trying.
Her name is Tootie Black. Oh, Tookie yep, Black, that's Scotty D, man. That's my big old gigantic homie. And that's the new homegirl.
Tookie Black.
What's up,
Tookie
Black?
Tookie like cookie.
I just left from Dallas. Black. I was just out in Dallas. You in Dallas?
No, she in Arizona.
In Arizona.
I ain't coming that way. I'll be at the top of Arizona, always through Foot Fest down. That's as far as I'm going. So I might have to come down there to Phoenix and pick up some guns. My little partner got PCL guns out there. We need some judges. We need some judges. Y'all know what a judge is, right? That's the one that shoots them 410 and them 410 bullets and handguns.
Mm. Yeah, that Taurus, that big Taurus hand cannon. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I need one. Yeah,
yes, sir.
We doing a movie. I mean, hell, we trying to get some funding for it, but we writing a movie called 2 Weeks.
Okay.
And we're looking for some folks to be in there. I want Sweepy to be in it, but she gonna have to travel a long way.
Where's Sweepy at?
Sweepy is in Houston.
Oh.
I go to Dallas and going to Houston like a whole another 10 days away.
and you're 10 days away from Dallas?
yeah, and you're in Texas.
It really is 3 days away from El Paso, for real, though.
Man, Texas is a big ass state, man. I
love it. 18 hours from El Paso to Beaumont.
Oh Lord! Oh God!
Texas, right? I drove from Atlanta to Arizona, and it took like a day to get through Texas. And once I thought I was out of Texas, it said, "Welcome to El Paso." I'm like, well, "What the
I'm
fuck is that?"
It took like 3 days. 3 days.
It take a whole. If you drive straight through, it take a whole day to get through Texas. A day and a half, maybe, because when me and my father drove to Atlanta, it seemed like it was just. And then when I was on tour, it was like we just hopped around Texas like a mug.
Y'all ain't listening to me. When you go on family vacation with black people, it take 3 days.
Where's the bathroom stop in Bush? I finally woke up and it was like welcome to New Mexico. I'm like, what? That's it? Hey, sweet pea, I got one better than that. I jumped on the Greyhound out of Florida going to Sacramento, and I had an express bus supposed to be two days. 86 and 10, I made it there four days later. I made it there 4 days later down there, about 2 hours before graduation. They kept bumping me every stop. They kept bumping me every stop I made it to. They said, you missed your bus. Well, you can't get on this bus. These people's bus broke down. I get to the next city. Oh, your bus already gone. Got to L.A. I hid in the bathroom about 6 hours waiting on the next bus to come. I was like, man, all these gang members out here, and I'm trying to sleep. I went in the bathroom and went to hid in the store for 6 hours.
Damn.
Big trip.
Hey, that's a trip I wouldn't want to take. Florida to Cali on the bus?
Yeah. I done it. Them old ladies get in there. The old ladies go in there blowing that bathroom up, man, and come in there trying to spray that stinking perfume, cover it up for us.
I got one so even worse than that. One time we went to Florida on the Amtrak, but part of the train was broke, so we had to then get on a damn Greyhound. And it took forever. It took so long. Like, we agreed as a family, we are never riding a Greyhound or Amtrak ever.
I am never. Ever. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I take a Greyhound from here to Vegas because that's only 2 hours. And that's 2 hours, no stops at all. So I get on the bus, I get off in Vegas. I ain't got to worry about it. But when I was saying, when my father, me and my father then, we drove to Atlanta, we drove straight through. Somebody was driving the U-Haul, somebody was sleeping. Somebody was driving his van, somebody was sleeping. So we went straight through. The only thing we stopped for was gas, and we had to piss or whatever. But it wasn't like real major, so we made it to Texas in damn near a day and some change, you know what I mean? But on the way back, me and my father got into it. Now, I called every studio in Atlanta trying to get some work. I started getting work, all this old stuff, and I made some money. So It was like $309 to get on the airplane one way at that time. Well, it was $68 to get on the Greyhound. And I told them, I said, well, how many stops we got to make? They said, we got to stop in Alabama, Dallas, Phoenix, and then L.A. And I was like, four stops? Fuck yeah.
No,
I ain't never been on the Greyhound before, though. That's how we got Man, they stopped at every little hut. We stopped in a place, it seemed like nobody lived in that motherfucker. And it was just a little box that looked like they were selling a ticket out of. Like one nigga was in there.
Drop changing the mail, drop the mail off.
Yeah, it's like a mailbox in the middle of nowhere.
I was pissed. Motherfucker, we stopping with people who didn't have luggage. They had they clothes in a plastic bag and shit.
We had to stop and let the man off the bus because he was smoking. So he let him off the bus and called a state trooper. Let him off on the side of the road. Like, damn, that he let him smoke. We trying to get there. I'm 3 days behind.
Wait a minute.
You got to pick up the people fresh out of jail.
I'm going to tell you something to save my ass. I got on the motherfucking, went straight to the back of the bus. Nigga, I had beers. I had a bottle of Hennessy. I had some bumpy face gin. I had a bag full of motherfucking alcohol. And a gang of cups. So guess what I was doing in the back of the bus?
Having a party.
Selling
drinks.
I was selling them, passing them out, everything. Whole back of the
man,
bus.
Man, I might have been on that bus.
What?
I rode one time. We had a party by the time we got to L.A. Because it was... They said you could wait, you could stand up for this many miles, or you could wait a few hours for the next bus. So shit, it was a couple of us up. And somebody had a boom box, and somebody had, we stopped and we put some liquor in them big gulp cups.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was a party by the time we got to L.A. Yeah,
that's the way it was when we was on there. But see, the twist was that was cool, but. Nigga, the bus broke down, so we had to wait on another bus. Other bus come, we jump on the other bus, and then we got somewhere and immigration pulled us over. Motherfucker was getting pulled off the bus and shit. So this one goddamn time when I supposed to go to Alabama, Dallas, Phoenix, Los Angeles, that shit was like 4 days, bro. It took 4 days to get to Cali.
Yep, that's bad.
I was mad, but the only thing that saved me was the alcohol, because I could get drunk and go to sleep for about 5 or 6, 8 hours.
I got four more rides before I got my 16 trips in this year. Get my free round trip ticket.
Getting on no fucking bus. Fuck that.
I got four more rides. I ain't think I've been on the bus 16 times this year. I'm not doing 20, 30 trips.
If I have to come down there and handle something with y'all, or we got to do something, I'll probably do it because, I mean, not this time of year. You know what I'm saying? I ain't
go to
Vegas really
and fly to Dallas for like $35,
$40. Yes,
Spirit. Why would you ride
Spirit
the bus?
Airline, you can fly to Dallas.
Yeah, about $34, under $50 from Vegas.
That's right. You can fly. They need a plane, and you fly for $50.
Nah, is the ticket really that cheap, though, real quick?
I don't know.
Vegas and Dallas cheap.
I ain't trying to come out there, nigga. Shit, I'm going to just turn up time in about 5 days. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's birthday time, boys. I'll probably... the radio show gonna be fucked up. I be done passed out because from the 20th to the 1st, you know what's on.
The 20th to the 1st?
December 20th to January 1st.
What you gonna do, Scott?
And
D gonna be in town.
I'll start
working
getting over
how
the
hangover.
Huh?
Scott D gonna be in town trying to work on how the West was won. Can't be.
Hey, well. Well, you know how we get out.
Hey, JoJo on here? JoJo on here?
Yeah, he's somewhere down there.
Oh, okay. He said, can you hear me? I can't hear him.
Yeah, because this big-ass dog put his shit on mute.
Right.
That nigga was coughing. That nigga, every time he coughed, the mute button go hold it off.
I didn't start using the mute button until like a month or two ago. Scratch, what's going on with you, man? You putting a mute now?
No, I ain't muted nobody. It'll tell you if I'm muted. You got
muted. You muted me last week. You muted me last week immediately.
I ain't put you on time. Only time I put you on time, I put people on time out if they shit is too loud in the back.
You put me on time out.
The goddamn donkeys and the goddamn dogs barking and the goddamn roosters crowing. That's when I put a nigga on time out.
No, you put me on time out because I was talking about them 49ers and stuff, and you got mad and put me on mute.
Oh, Lord, here we go again. There we go again.
I'll put you on timeout now.
Please go again.
Here we go again.
I just keep it real.
Here we go again.
I'm going to have an automatic mute button just for you. I ain't got to touch it. Look at
automatic mute. He went from making noise in the background and dogs barking to an automatic mute button for Reverend Ali. Ain't that something?
Yeah, man.
Right.
Feel special.
Hey, but I say, get him, Rev Ali. Get him.
Man, I feel special. Fuck you too, confetti. But, man, yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. I'm glad that all of us is doing something that's getting ready to... we got to get ready for that next quarter, man. The first quarter is coming up in January. So we gotta have something going. I'm trying my best to. I gotta finish up a whole lot of stuff before I could even do a lot for myself. Seems like I'm doing something for everybody else. I'm gonna get my days though.
Choose your path. Well, you got 9.5 more days to your birthday, so you be all
right. What you gonna do?
Well, that's gonna be a Friday, so. I might do a show, I might not. I think I'm gonna do a show. I think I'm gonna be turned up. I'm gonna try to see if I have all this shit hooked up so I can just play a gang of shit.
That's fucked up.
And have fun type of shit. I think that's what I'm gonna do for my birthday. I'm going to have to start setting it up now, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like we're getting ready to do a concert. I'm going to set my damn whole shit up like a concert. Because ain't nobody going to come over.
I might come visit you because by that time your birthday comes, the Dallas Cowboys will be 10-4.
Woo! Here we go again.
So I might come see you.
10-4. Wow.
Did you ever know about the season when the New England Patriots went 16-0 and they still didn't do shit? I don't give a fuck if you won the playoffs.
That's because they had Tom Brady. That's why they couldn't do nothing.
Oh my God! Like Dak Prescott is the next coming to God. You better get the fuck out of here.
I tell you what, he gonna stumble his way into the Super Bowl. I tell you that much.
Yep, and fall his way out right out of that motherfucker too. He gonna stumble in and stumble out.
Okay.
Be like this nigga. This nigga can't stay on his feet. Nigga done took like 3 of his cleats out of his goddamn shoe.
Get him, Rev Ali.
All right, fuck with y'all. Man, it's been wonderful. We got about 4 minutes left, so we got our last little shit talk on. Tookie Black, really appreciate you coming through if you're still there. You know what I mean? That was a beautiful interview. You know, I love your songs. They hot. I'm going to have to, when I get this extra time, I'm going to have to try to send you a couple of things. I'm going to hit you up on your platform so I can see all that shit you've been talking about.
Did she leave all that Instagram and everything?
It's like I said, Google me.
Yeah, Tookie Black, TOOKIEBLAQUE. On YouTube and stuff is together, but on YouTube it's a space in the middle. But on Instagram it's no space in the middle of Tookie Black.
Yeah, because it's like she put QUE on the end. It's like I want to check the one with the K on the end. You know what I'm saying? The C. I want to check with the Q on the end. That means that it's more than, you know, $100,000.
Got
the Q on the end, but it's Q-U-E. So that's like barbecue.
Yeah, a little extra.
Coffee.
Yeah, I like your song, too. You know, yo te quiero y tú, señorita.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Y'all crazy.
Thank you guys for having me on. I really appreciate your time.
It's all good.
I'm definitely gonna hit y'all up again and pop up.
If you hear, all you gotta do is pop up. We'll keep playing your songs. It's a lot of people that got songs, and I don't play no more.
And I'm also
like, I ain't playing their songs. They don't even
want
to call and say hi.
I am available.
But I'm pretty sure we all gonna do some kind of, you know, thing to where everybody's gonna be hitting you up. So we all hit you up. So
okay.
Even if you don't call,
yeah,
as long as we keep in touch on the, you know, on the social media, you know what I'm saying? We'll be all good. So you good? Thank you for being here.
Thank you guys. Thank you. Nice meeting you all. Sweet Pea, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too.
Yeah, I'll be good. And happy holidays and happy birthday.
Oh, heck yeah. Merry Christmas. Because I'm telling you, I'm about to
happy New Year.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom cooking chicken and collard greens.
Oh. All right. See you later. Good night.
Bye, y'all.
It's
going to
be BP's birthday show.
we're going to roll down to be Friday. You know, he got his boy on there, so we'll go on and throw him on there. He was a cool cat. He came when he showed up on Monday. But yeah, it's all good like firewood, man. So it's getting closer. I got a few more days, and, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to try to turn this into a – it's going to look like a disco in this bitch. I'm going to try to have a camera on, so I'll be in this motherfucker.
Don't let the gray hair fool you, like you say.
I'm up in there with you, man, doing my Mexican dance. I'm be up in there with you, man.
Well, radio, y'all can stay on. We out. Yeah, it's off now. Yeah, shit, I'm trying to. I might be in this motherfucker. Turn the fuck up. I'm going to try my best to, I ain't going to try to drink until like about 3 or 4 o'clock. I probably like have a couple of beers in between then.
Until
3 or 4 o'clock. Oh, I'm going to turn up on the 24th. Is a really turn up day.
That's what I said. We get
I
to have
all the way up
to both of y'all birthdays.
To the 25th. I stay up to the 25th. When that shit's at 12 o'clock, I'm bumping something.
Man,
I'm
a party from your birthday to my birthday.
I like that song.
When your birthday is?
27.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, shit. Going down.
Shit, my daughter's birthday is the 24th. One of the artists that I fuck with, I've been knowing for years, his birthday is the 26th. Oh, that's getting ready to go all the way down the line. Hell yeah. A street twin and his girl is going on Christmas. I'm like, damn, how you get... And his ex-wife was going on Christmas Eve. It's like, oh. That's crazy. His ex-wife was born on Christmas Eve and his girl is born on Christmas.
Damn.
Ain't nothing but an eggnog party, party. Ain't nothing but an eggnog party.
I ain't drinking no eggnog.
Put some cognac in mine.
I mean, that's what I used to do, but then it started going, and ain't nothing but a throw up party. Ain't nothing but a throw up party.
It'll
be a
passed out party.
Ain't nothing but a passed out party. Like, I'm telling you,
I don't
know if I can do that.
I don't drink tequila, though. Tequila is a throw up party.
Tequila is a throw up party. I'm telling you.
They said they're coming out with this new drink. It's called Ooh. I said, damn. It's going to be called Ooh.
I'm coming out with a new drink called Ouch.
I ain't mad at you, boy. What is
it
going to be? An XO?
Oh, Lord. That's that. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Well, let me throw up. Oh, Lord, I done fell down. Oh, Lord, why am I going to jail? Because you been drinking that old Lord.
You know what? Black people is going to buy that, anything with that title, because that's what black people say all the time. Oh, Lord.
I wouldn't do it just because I know motherfuckers will be mad. But I would make a drink called Oh Lord, or Ouch.
The Ouch or Ooh.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a drink called Gotcha. 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 Gotcha.
Now the Ooh drink is that Young Ma, because they need to give Young Ma some money for that.
That's what he made it off of. He based the song off of they drink. Now, if he promoted, that's something different.
Man, it's cold in the motherfucker outside. Man, I mean, it is freezing. Damn.
Man.
L.A.? Man, San Diego, L.A. too.
Nigga, how it is
cold,
nigga? Where's my fucking Chilly Willy Penguin, my nigga?
Hell, you ain't got
me in Hawaii last week.
man, it is cold, man.
It was so cold. I like, walked down to the store, nigga. I had to put my Desert Storm jacket on, nigga.
Oh, damn.
I'm over here trying to work out.
I'm over here trying to work out. I'm mad because it's too warm. I'm like, damn.
Oh, man, you crazy, nigga. Nigga, what's
about
the temperature?
70. I don't know, about 70. You ain't that? I got the window up with the fan, bro.
Any kind of 70 around this motherfucker. Today, I was 46.
Oh, nah, it was 71, I guess.
It was 46 out here today, the high.
Yeah, it's cold, nigga. It's starting to get cold when the high is 46.
But look though, it say feel like 41. Cause the wind was kind of blowing.
The wind chill, right?
Yeah, it say 46.
So what's the low? It's gonna be what, 30 something?
No, tonight it's gonna be 28. It's probably 28 now, but my studio is toasty.
Yeah. That's what it's gonna get cold. It's gonna get around 28. It's starting to get cold now. It's gonna get cold, buddy.
But see, I got my heat
too close to them. 28 too close to them teens.
Oh, no.
Better get cold, baby.
Mm-mm. I was out there shaking like a mini bike trying to walk down to the store. I was like, damn, I just got to walk to the corner.
I need to get that tomorrow. What them old socks they say on TV, 35 below. You want to give me 35 below socks. I need to order me some.
I swear, like 5 or 10 years ago, if I walked around the way I look today, they wouldn't even let me in the store. They'd call the police as soon as I walk in.
Mm-hmm.
I got the whole full mask on. You know what I'm saying? My face mask, my hood on my head, and my locs.
You know what? That trips me out. Like when you been on the East Coast, well, you know, when it's cold, they always like that. It's no big deal. When you imagine on a mask up down south like that, it's on.
Nigga, golly. Nigga, I walked in that motherfucker. The motherfucker didn't, because everybody, when I walk in the store, they don't know who I am. They be looking like, damn. If I would have walked in there like on a regular ass day with no COVID or nothing like that, not cold, them motherfuckers would be scared as fuck. Because some people be looking at me like, whoa. Because they can't even see my goddamn face. Not a piece of skin. I got gloves on and everything. So if they say, all I know is the motherfucker had on a big ass army jacket, some goddamn gloves, some lopes and a black face. Was he a black man? I don't know. I couldn't see if he was black or not.
They right now, they can switch to all cards now. They can get the swipe and be like, you can snatch and grab whatever you want, nigga, but you ain't going to get no cash on this bitch. Then they're looking for a cash help. Somebody cash help me, nigga, pops. I'll pop your ass.
Man, this nigga's going to cyber bang on a motherfucker. These motherfuckers out here, nigga, they wilding right now. I'm telling you, niggas just running up in motherfucking people's houses. This shit just, man, niggas just, some niggas gonna run up on the wrong motherfuckers. I'm telling you, but they know who to run up on, nigga. They ain't gonna just run up on, cause what they doing is. Nigga, you coming on from the club or you coming on from, you know, a good restaurant or somewhere where they know you got some money, they follow your ass home. And when you pulling up, they jump out the car and try to rob you. They been getting away with it, but they gonna run into the wrong motherfuckers. They gonna jump out. I don't give a damn if it's a black dude, white dude, rapper, actor. And them motherfuckers gonna be like, oh, these niggas following us. Click, click. As soon as you jump out the car, them motherfuckers jump out, you start busting on that punk ass.
Take your ass to the hood. Hey, take them niggas to the hood where they know them and make a call where they know niggas. Niggas have niggas out waiting. That's all that is.
They ain't running up on nobody but that dude, Jesse Smollett.
It's one of them comedian motherfuckers. He got ran up on, but that nigga took off. He was smart. They shot at him, but they didn't hit him. He was rolling up in his driveway. Them motherfuckers came. That nigga, them niggas jumped out of the car. That nigga turned through his driveway and took the fuck off.
I'm like, let's see. Well, he must have had some like jewelry or something. Let's see. Well, they got a lot of cash on them.
They follow your ass up in them Beverly Hills and fucking Brentwood and all that shit.
Yeah, but
they follow
must be stupid.
Up in they motherfucking and gated communities type of shit, my nigga.
Yeah, them people
right,
are stupid.
Right.
Like, cause you know when you going home. Like when I go home, I double the block like twice if I have to make sure ain't nobody following me.
Right. It seems like once you get in a certain area, you fuck going straight home for real. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I drive around my place first before I even think about going. I be looking and shit like I'm the sheriff for the police.
Hey, that's a That's a hustler move, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I be doing that shit.
He ain't going straight up. He like, nigga, know a nigga might try.
And you know, when I'm at home, right, I go outside. When I got the lights on in the house, I go outside and look through the windows and see what I can see. You know, that way I know if somebody looking, I know what they can see and what they can't.
You know what I used to do? I used to drive through parking lots. If I think somebody found me, I'm going to drive through a parking lot with empty, especially if it's late at night. I'm going to drive through a parking lot. I know you ain't got no fucking business coming through this goddamn parking lot. There ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? Come on now, you following me.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I ain't did nothing to nobody, and I ain't doing nothing that big for people to follow.
I'll take
me.
A nigga in a dark alley. I'll take a motherfucker in a dark alley and make it be just me and him. I don't care. I'll take a motherfucker to a dark alley. Bitch, you ready to die? Let's go. It's me and you now.
Yeah, but y'all motherfucker balling motherfuckers. That's why y'all paranoid. I don't give a fuck.
I'm just saying, shit. I just don't, you know.
Like a motherfucker. I let my cameras do the work. When if it's something bad, I just tell my wife out the window, and then that's where she'll start busting for.
We talking about we balling, we paranoid. Shit, I've been doing this since I was broke.
Man, well, me too. Not with my girl busting out the window, but I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty aware of my surroundings, and, you know, especially out here where I'm at. I ain't got to worry about nothing because everybody who's somebody around this motherfucker got my back.
Mm-hmm.
If it happened to me, it's getting ready to be fucked up on their part.
You heard Scotty? I used to watch that boy. I used to watch Scotty's office and DJ Aladdin's studio like a hawk. Ain't nobody coming through there without Reverend Ali checking them and seeing them.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I've been pumped it up, man, for sure. I watch my people's spots, man. You know, a lot of times if somebody there, you know, sometimes it's scary because, you know, a good dude to get shot anyway, even though he known and he watching the spot. But thank God nobody didn't try me. When they see Ali, they keep going. It's, oh, they got that nigga Ali. Maybe they keep it pushing.
Remember last time when I was talking about I was hungry and I was going to make a hamburger?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this time I got a motherfucker big ass hamburger that my wife just went and bought. That motherfucker was so big, I say I ain't eating that because I will go to sleep on these niggas for real.
She made it for you?
Nah, she wasn't bought it. I don't know what she got, but she handed it to me. That motherfucker was so big, I was thinking to myself, my mouth can't even open that goddamn wide.
She got you one of them Eddie Murphy burgers, huh?
The Scooby-Doo burger, nigga. Yeah, that shit was like a Scooby-Doo sandwich, nigga. I don't know. And look, she just handed it to me, and I grabbed that motherfucker, and I was like, well, goddamn. Nigga, if there's too many meats on that motherfucker, I'm going to break it down into three burgers. Go get some bread.
He said too many meats. you got too many meats on that motherfucker.
Motherfucker, a big old four-decker with the four.
Yeah, you get sick eating a burger like that.
Shit, you know, I won't, nigga. I go get some bread and put them on the other one. I think it's only a couple. I think it's a couple of patties, and you know the way In-N-Out burgers, huh?
I said Scotty said he gotta go get him a sleepy burger.
Oh, That nigga be doing 18 months, so I gotta show y'all. I gotta send that, put that shit on my page. Shit that Snoop said about the documentary. Him and Scotty was together. Man, I gotta throw that motherfucker up there. But all right, man, I'm about to go eat this Scooby-Doo burger, man. Much love. And shit, I'll see y'all on Friday. I know I talk to most of y'all through the damn week, so. But I'll check y'all out on Friday.
Yes, sir. Yay, yay.
Tomorrow.
Bye, yay.
Hey, Scratch, you going to throw
y'all,
you gonna scratch it on there tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, I'll send it to you tonight. But I'll put the scratching on it tomorrow. I'll send you
what I got tonight.
And then I'll put the scratching on it tomorrow.
Oh, they're going to run me off stage on that extra minute, man. But it's 8 even or 8 something?
Well, what I did was like the last song, even though that motherfucker really need a new mix on that motherfucker. But the last song, the graduation?
Yeah, late graduation.
Yeah. Instead of going all the way off, I had cut the end of it. Come up to 8 minutes because you ain't got to do all that outro, you know. Now, the other thing I could do is I have to take you and your boy talking off of the first song. What's that called? I said Money Tree
last time.
Yeah, I'll take that intro off. Then just start that mug or try to find a way to get it, you know, because you and your boy talking with the girl rapping on there.
Okay. What you want? You just put the talking and then go into the hook and the verse?
Yep. Then they go to the hook. So I had when y'all was talking about, yeah, man, them motherfucking bitch ass niggas, whatever y'all was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's actually 8 minutes. It's 8 minutes and probably like 5 seconds.
Yeah, that ain't too bad. That ain't too bad. I was cheating with the, yeah, that ain't too bad. It's just 8 minutes, 5 seconds. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, they just turn me off. That's how I go. They'll cry. They'll get over it. That ain't but 8 minutes, though.
8 minutes, 5 seconds, you're on. On.
Yeah, they,
nah,
they,
that's cool.
Yeah. So I cut your outro out. I mean, of that one song, the last
song. But it's cool. I don't need it.
Yeah.
Blow it up or something, you know, at the end or whatever. How you end it in?
I just faded it out at the end because I was just trying to get everything together. So I got all the timing together, but I was going to call you and let you know that we had to, it was 8 minutes or what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm about to say at the end, you can just blow it up, though, you know, end it.
Okay. Mike, that's what's up. Yeah. I'll get with you in the AM or something.
All right.
All right, yeah.